A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey everyone, Mate here. Welcome to Red Men in podcast form. We're going to be chatting through all of the biggest news stories and talking points around the Mighty Reds this Sunday the 11th, heading into Monday the 12th of December. We've got transfer stuff. We've got the latest on Jude Bellingham. Another stellar midfield player being linked with Liverpool, as well as a few other bits and pieces. But we're going to start off. The Reds returned to action on the pitch today for the first time in, let's be honest, far too long, taking on Lyon in the Dubai something or other Super Cup. A tournament so legit that every game will be followed by a penalty shootout, which in this instance meant that Liverpool not only lost 3-1 to Lyon, they lost 5-3 on penalties, taking 0 points in the tournament so far and giving Lyon not just the 3 points for the win, but one bonus point for the penalty shootout, giving them effectively an unassailable lead ahead of us in the tables already. The game started incredibly brightly for the Reds. A little bit of fortune favoured Fabio Carvalho as the ball dropped to him effectively with an empty net, but he slotted his finish really, really well. The Reds had an opportunity to double the lead from the penalty spot. Mohamed Salah playing in Roberto Firmino, who was felled, the penalty was given, and Salah went down the middle, not down the middle enough, and had it saved by the legs of the keeper. And for half an hour, the Reds were dominant. They were on top, very, very sharp, very on it, very aggressive in how they were playing. Hunting and packs looking really, really good, but were unable to keep up that level. Harvey Elliott went off injured on about the 30-minute mark, slightly before. We'll discuss that in a moment. And Liverpool didn't really get any better than that. Alexander Lacazette capitalised on a misunderstanding between Andrew Robertson and Quvain Kelleher to level the score up on 41 minutes. And in the second half, Liverpool made a slew of substitutions, bringing on ultimately almost all, if not all, of the young players they brought along. Even the likes of Malcolm, who frowned off, actually ended up slightly more senior. It was withdrawn by the end. Jake Kane, Leighton Stewart et al. Playing the final few minutes of that game out. As Bradley Barcola came off the bench to score for Lyon before Alexander Lacazette put it to bed on the 82nd minute. The Reds then ultimately lost the penalty shootout. Calvin Ramsey had his penalty brilliantly saved down low. And not a great afternoon's viewing ultimately for the Reds. And obviously one thing that was slightly distressing at the time, as mentioned, was the injury to Harvey Elliott. However, in his post-match interview, Jurgen Klopp revealed that Elliott was only taken off as a precautionary measure in the defeat. Harvey got a knock before we scored, he said. But I think we were lucky. He looks fine now, but he feels it. That's normal. There was contact, but I hope we are lucky in that moment. So, yeah, fingers crossed for Harvey Elliott, who was having a really, really bright game on the right of the midfield three for the Reds up to that point. Lots of positives, I think, ultimately to take, but particularly that first half an hour. Andy Robertson, Thiago, Roberto Firmino, all looking really, really sharp. Mohamed Salah looking his lively self again, particularly for that first half an hour. But yeah, the Reds very much getting back up to speed, and hopefully, fingers crossed, Harvey Elliott will be part of continued preparations with AC Milan to come next weekend. Let's move things forward then, and let's talk some news around Roberto Firmino. So, The Mirror have reported that Roberto Firmino has emerged as a target for Dubai side Al Nassr. However, Plety Goal, the man, the legend, the star of the transfer window rumours for the last 6 or 7 months, claims that Roberto Firmino and Liverpool have begun talks over a new contract. He can see himself staying at Liverpool until at least 2025. So yes, Roberto Firmino is either going to play for Al Nassr or is going to sign the new contract, depending where you choose to get your news from right now. The Roberto Firmino to Nassr stuff does come slightly more recently. But we'll have to see if there's any more legs in that in the coming weeks. Of course, his contract is up at the end of the season. And Liverpool will be faced with a decision to make in the coming weeks, as he will be available to speak to clubs outside of the UK in January. Okay. Some more interesting stuff as we get closer to the Jude Bellingham, the unrumbling Jude Bellingham saga. There's talk, and there was a great tweet that claimed that the Jude Bellingham deal was virtually done in January. Football Insider have been talking about this one over the weekend, and the source, Liverpool were close to signing Jude Bellingham. The deal was virtually done, a source said. Liverpool were close to securing the sensational signing of Jude Bellingham in the summer, sources have told Football Insider. Merseysiders were working on reaching an agreement with the World Cup sensation 19 and had been advancing on talks with intermediaries about a potential deal. One well-placed source told us that the deal was virtually done at one stage as Liverpool looked to beat rivals to a player manager Jurgen Klopp has identified as a top priority, but a full agreement could not be secured at the time, even though Bellingham and his father Mark had been convinced that a move to Merseyside was the ideal next step in his career, and something that's kind of backed up Kevin Palmer, journalist who writes for the Sunday World. It was inconsistent at best, shall we say, with his exclusives, but this is more opinion, I feel, than actual editorial. It would be refreshing to see a player who could join any club and earn crazy money making a move based on sporting choice. Fortunately for Liverpool, Jude Bellingham appears to be that player. Very good. Very good indeed. Let's hope that to be the case. Dave O.C. Kopp has been reporting from Record Portugal, which don't sell vinyls. They, in fact, do. They are a Diario de Informação Generalista Especializado em Desporto. Yeah, basically, they write stuff about sports, and they're quite good at it. Dave O.C. Kopp has tweeted, Record Portugal, who broke the Darwin Nunes to Liverpool news, have said that Liverpool have made contact with Benfica for Enzo Fernandes. They also speak about talk in Spain of a possible pre-agreement with Liverpool. We'll delve a little bit deeper into that and all of these topics that we're covering on the show today on Sunday's live show on YouTube. If you get this beforehand, which is slightly unlikely given the time of recording, but I will be live on YouTube, our YouTube channel, at 9 p.m. till 10 p.m. on Sunday, and then I'll be returning for more on Wednesday. Steve, I believe, is doing the Monday night show, but yeah, Sunday to Thursday live at 9 p.m. on the Redman YouTube channel, where we get loads more in-depth detailed and your reactions to all of the big stories as well. But yes, we will have a little bit more on that on there, so make sure you come and check that show out after the fact. And yeah, following up, Diario AS as well. And this is from Diario AS, el Twitter de AS.com. Sigue en directo las principales novedades del mundo del deporte. También en facebook.com/Diario AS. Journalist Manu Sainz, Liverpool have reached a pre-agreement with Benfica and Argentina midfielder Enzo Fernandes. There you go. So will there be more to that? We'll have to wait and see in due course. But rest assured, when we do have more, we will bring it to you. We have got the transfer show on Monday morning being recorded exclusively on redmenplus.com. Journal Insight comes this Thursday from Neil Jones. Last Thursday's one is really, really interesting as well. More on the Jude Bellingham situation. Neil, not quite willing to say that it's done and dusted, but speaks heavily about how, you know, there's that much around it that it does start to lend itself to the belief that, yeah, you know, Liverpool and Jude Bellingham are pretty close. So yeah, positive stuff indeed, and loads more extra shows, features, interviews, everything you could possibly want to keep you tided over. The World Cup is drawing to a close. As we can see, mid-season friendlies have become the Reds are coming back. And we've got you covered in video and in podcast form on redmenplus.com. So please do come over there, check that all out. Get it in your actual podcasting app as well to play it on the go, or you can play it through redmenplus.com. Very, very good stuff. I hope to see you over there. And also, don't forget to check out if you're interested in Liverpool clobber. So that's jumpers, etc., etc. We've got a flash sale running right now. Last couple of days to grab yourself a knitted Redmen sweatshirt. There's two amazing designs, and we're currently offering them at an incredible reduced £20, from £38 down to £20. So if you need a boss piece of, you know, festive Liverpool attire to wear, if you're in the UK mainland, you can order these jumpers right now on redmenmerch.com. Get them super discounted and get them in time to wear on Christmas Day as well. Anyway, that's it from me today. If you enjoyed this podcast, then make sure you leave a 5-star review on your native podcasting app, and we'll be back with another one Monday. Ta-da.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.